talk about times and use the phrase perfect storm, but we're certainly in that perfect storm now. And I don't think that the ministers want their plan is going to address it. And I think he needs to review that plan immediately. We've got the INMO giving us the numbers for people in waiting beds and on trolleys. Pressures that that's putting on our health service staff. We have the ambulance services, which is at full stretch. It's been using all the resources at their disposal, both from the public and private sector. Their intervention teams on the ground, they try and deflect admissions to hospitals. We have liaison officers in the hospital working with the hospital staff around beds, etc. And what we need to do is get the minister to look at his plan, call an emergency meeting, and get everybody who can to put their shoulder to the wheel and be available to help the health service.
Do you believe Stephen Donnelly has a handle on how serious the situation is? Because sometimes you get the feeling from Stephen Donnelly, he believes this is going to be resolved relatively quickly. And that certainly doesn't appear to be the situation when one sees what's happening on a day-to-day basis in places like Letterkenny.
I don't believe Minister Donnelly has a grasp of it. And I had the occasion of meeting Minister Donnelly recently when he visited Donegal. And I know from the speeches that he made, And I looked around and I looked at health care members who were listening to him speeches. I don't think they believed that what he was saying. It is not about throwing a bit of money here and there. It's about looking and having a proper and effective plan they put in place and looking at what health services are available to our HSE at the moment. And we are at breaking point, and we hear it, and we have been hearing it, not just over this last couple of weeks, but this last couple of years. Donald, you know it as well as I do. You spoke to INMO members, you spoke to doctors, nurses, elected representatives. We've all been flagging it up. And the minister, and no harm to him, but he doesn't seem to be grasping it. I'm afraid that our health services is going to crash and burn, and we will not be able to provide the healthcare services needed in the next couple of 3 weeks.